Today we'd like to see the title of Until the Consummation in Daniel chapter 9 verse 20-27. To another world of souls through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Question 1, in verse 23, at the beginning of your supplications, the command went out, and I have come to tell you, for you are greatly beloved. Therefore, consider the matter and understand the vision. Who makes Daniel understand? Please list his works in the scripture, and how can we apply it to our lives today? In verse 25, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commands to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks and 72 weeks. The streets shall be built again and the wall, even in troublesome times. What does it mean in the context, and what can we learn from here? Last question, verse 27. Then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. But in the middle of the week, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering. And on the wing of abominations shall be one who makes desolate, even until consummation, which is determined, is poured out on the desolate. What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? In the last time in Daniel chapter 9 verse 19, O Lord hear, O Lord forgive, O Lord listen and act. Do not delay for your own sake, my God, for your city and your people are called by your name. Daniel prayed to forgive and restore the reproached people and the desolate Jerusalem, not for our sake, but for God's own sake, and to answer duly, because Jerusalem is God's city, and the Israelites are God's people, and they bear God's name. Here references, first Artaxerxes the first reigned 465-425 before Christ. That is here reference right there. Roman emperors in chronological order to relate to the Bible. The first August, Tiberius, Caligula, Claudius, Nero, and other, you know, Calvary, Otter, Vitulus, then Vespasian, Titus, Domitian. Source is Britannicus II. AD Anno Domini, in the year of the Lord, in a secular way CE, common era. BC, before Christ, in a secular way BCE, before the common era. Julian calendar in 46 before Christ, by Julius Caesar during 46-44 before Christ, was developed to Gregorian calendar today through Pope Gregory XIII in 1582. There are no big difference, but the Julian calendar is 13 days behind the Gregorian calendar. Sources right here on page 9, you know, the column. Here, 7 weeks of Daniel. Here is made up a chart right there. That sources right here. You may see, you know, 7 week Great Tribulation. The middle of a time is abomination. That abomination to come out, idols, you know, come out. Then is, let's see, verse 20. Now while I was speaking, praying, and confessing my sin, and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God, Daniel, through the prayer in previous verse 19, confessed his and Israelites' sin and asked the holy mountain Moriah, there was a temple of God, for God's sake. Then verse 29, yes, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being called to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening offering. Gabriel appeared the second time, by flying swiftly before Daniel, after the previous ram's vision. Later in New Testament time, he appeared to Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, and to Mary, the mother of Jesus. Gabriel visits Daniel here at the evening time of his offering to God. Here, there is a cross reference right here. Verse 22, and he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I have now come forth to give you skill to understand. Gabriel came Daniel to have the skill to understand the vision. At the beginning of your supplications, the command went out, and I have come to tell you, for you are greatly beloved. Therefore, consider the matter and understand the vision. Daniel is greatly beloved by God, and so think of this vision and understand it. Gabriel, angel, as a spiritual being, servant of God, helped Daniel to understand the vision. In New Testament time, the Spirit of Truth guides a born-again Christian into all truth in the completed Scripture, not with the Scripture's own, Spirit's own authority, but with the authority of Jesus given by God the Father. Because even any angel to speak the different gospel of Jesus Christ will be accursed. So we should rely upon the Spirit to make understand any words of God in the Scripture and apply them to circumstances for God's sake during our lives, because the Spirit is never against the Scripture. So here is the cross-reference, verse 24. 70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. 7 weeks, or 70 times 7, 490 years, supra number 3 figure, are determined for Israelites and the temple of God in Jerusalem. The 7 weeks are determined to finish the transgression and to end the sin, that is, to forgive all sins. Today we have been reconciled to God through the death of His Son upon its face. Number 2, to bring the everlasting righteousness, a kingdom of righteousness, or a kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, joy in the Spirit, not eating or drink. Number 3, to seal up vision and prophecy, to complete the whole prophet picture in the Scripture through Jesus' finished work. Number 4, to anoint the Most High, for coming the Anointed One by God, Christ our Messiah. Now Jesus Christ has come for the world. The cross reference right there. 25 question 2. Now therefore, and understand that from going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks, 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall, even in troubled times. The command to restore, to build Jerusalem, to the city of my father's tomb, rebuild it, would come in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes. Artaxerxes the first reigned from 465-425 BC. Supra, he commanded the order 445 BC in the month of Nisan in Jewish calendar or March 15 in Roman calendar or Julian calendar. Nehemiah chapter 2 verses 1-5-6. Then 26. And after the 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. The people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end it shall be with a flood. Until the end of the world desolations are determined. The 62 weeks or 7 weeks and 62 weeks in verse 25 or 69 weeks are 69 times 7, 483 years. Then Jesus was crucified. Babylon calendar at Daniel's time should be converted to Roman calendar and Jesus' time, 36 days a year. And 30 days a month to 365 days a year and 30 days a month except 28 days of February. On April 6, 32 AD, the Passover, Jesus was crucified. Jesus disallowed his disciples to tell that he is Christ or the Messiah until the Palm Sunday, the week of the crucifixion. The innocence of Jesus against the charge of the cross or the capital punishment was testified by Pilate, Judas, and one criminal hanged on the cross. The people of the prince, Titus, who was the son of the ninth king, Vespasian, who began to build a Colosseum, or Roman soldiers, destroy Jerusalem and the temple of God. Titus carried away Jews as slaves to finish the Colosseum, becoming the next king of Rome. It ended with a flood or dispersion of Jews through the world. This world has been destroyed by constant war until Jesus ending the war through Armageddon war. Ottoman's invasion, World War I, World War II, Israel-Arabs war, even now Israel's Hamas war, Shebabri three figure, second coming, Jesus in air, Great Tribulation, 144,000 Jews saved, 3.5 years, Abomination of Desolation, 3.5 years, second coming, Jesus on the earth through Armageddon war, Judgment of the First Resurrection for beheaded Christian, Millennium Kingdom, Great White Throne Judgment, for Second Resurrection, Unbeliever, New Heaven, New Earth. So cross-reference right here. 27, then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. But in the middle of the week he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering. And on the wing of abominations shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consummation which is determined is poured out on the desolate. He is the prince of the world who is anti-Christ, making covenant with Jews and others. But as of 3.5 years, he ends sacrifice and offering to God at the temple and puts the abomination desolation or idols in the temple. Then 144,000 Jewish believers are protected from the desolate Antichrist, but the Gentile believers are beheaded by him. After she verse over 26, now we live before Jesus' second coming in air. Then the great tribulation will come. Further, the heaven and earth will pass away by fire. God holds the determined 70 weeks for a while. After the 60 weeks before the last 7 week, because most of Jews are allowed to be blind of the gospel until the fullness of the saved Gentile has come in. Jesus' return is a hasting, coming nearer. How should we do now? Believe the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and live like Christ. If you are materialist, you will lose everything. If you are working after the Spirit, you will not lose a thing. Increase the portion of your expenses for God's sake, lest they be destroyed. That is a cross reference right there. So you may see page 6 continually keep on by the spirit ladder, life, individual life, in the whole concept of God. Prayer request right here, we pray, you know, basically increase of faith, the word of God, in consequent practice, love and joy, becoming more like Jesus Christ. So pray for this book, here still available, pre-coupon, this grace. So typical vision place, continuing keep on. Christianity, like other religion, we are, you know, practical, real, you know, not, you know, mystical. So that, so let's just sing all together Maranatha song, so we will close.